Is advanced technology waiting for us on the moon? I was reading an article the other day and it pushed the idea that could be crashed alien probes on the moon. I have to wonder if any of this was connected to what some believe we have already found, a crashed spacecraft on the moon which was said to be about 1 million years old. The age was determined by the amount of meteorite hits on the hull, according to those who believe the story. This story gets even more bizarre, because pictures have circulated on the internet of a female pilot which looks a little oriental and is said to be perfectly preserved. Apparently, an atmospheric breach would have killed her since she was still in her pilot's seat in the photos. Anytime anything like this surfaces, it is immediately labeled a fraud. There is more to this story, however, and the story goes on to say where the pictures of the ship and alien came from. Supposedly, Apollo 17 was not the last flight to the moon. There was at least several more secret flights, and Apollo 18 or Apollo 20 were sent to the moon to specifically examine the alien wreckage. To believe this story, you would have to at least believe the government was capable of secret moon flights. I personally do not think this was so far-fetched. I am not saying it happened, I am saying it could have happened secretly. When the story came out and began to circulate all over the net, amazingly, an artist admitted he was responsible for the photos of the ship on the moon. There were more photos, however, and these photos show the astronauts entering the ship and walking through the ship. Scott Waring is a UFO investigator who is very energetic when it comes to spotting UFOs. I like his energy, but also believe he is too liberal in his descriptions of things as being UFOs. I believe some of his UFOs are nothing more than tricks of shadows and light. I am not saying this about all of his discoveries. I just feel some people are so anxious to find a UFO they declare too many different things to be them. Anyway, Mr. Waring thinks he found an alien ship on the moon in the Waterman crater. He claims the ship is 10 miles long and is urging Elon Musk to recover it. There doesn't seem to be an answer from Musk as of the writing of this article. Musk has said in the past he didn't believe in aliens. He said he was pretty sure aliens didn't exist. While he doesn't have the technology yet to send men to the moon, he certainly is working on it. If there is a ship there that huge, all Musk would be able to do is take some of the technology. The ship would be far too large to salvage. The other problem is, does anyone really think the government would allow a private company like SpaceX to get its hands on technology which would be at least thousands of years ahead of ours? I firmly believe the answer is they would do anything to prevent it. Another article was written about the fact NASA scientists kept the fact secret they found an alien ship on the moon which crashed. Lunar Orbiter had taken photos of the moon, and the article claims when they were examined, NASA scientists were shocked to find a crashed UFO on the moon. We have to remember many former members of NASA have testified things have been kept quiet and secret at NASA when something extraterrestrial is found. Some have testified to seeing aliens in the cargo bay of the space shuttle talking to astronauts. Others, even astronauts, have testified to extraterrestrial happenings such as UFOs following their spacecraft. UFOs have buzzed the International Space Station, and Russian cosmonauts have said they saw aliens outside their space station. It certainly seems we are not alone. It also seems there are a lot of secrets being kept about extraterrestrials. The supposed alien body on the moon has been named the Mona Lisa. An article refers to Apollo 20, and to make things even more mysterious, it states the alien was not really dead, but in a state of suspended animation. The article went on to say there was a second body, but it was destroyed. There is a 22-minute video which purports to have been made by the astronauts going to the UFO. Why is there music in the background? Is this an indication the video is a fraud, or did someone add this to the original video to get us to think that? To get the address of the video, go to the written article. Sorry, TruthFacts does not use live open outside links. You can copy and paste the address into the address area of your browser. Pick the video up at about 14 minutes to see the alien. Whether we believe the Mona Lisa video is real or not is not really the question. The real question is, have other races been sending missions for thousands, tens of thousands, or even millions of years to study the Earth? There does seem to be irrefutable evidence painted on cave walls over 25,000 years ago of traditional UFOs. Some say this is misinterpretation. It is almost impossible to think that, when you see the pictures. Where would a caveman even get the idea to draw a UFO? Our ancient ancestors drew what they saw. They drew the animals and plants around them, but they drew the UFOs too. The man proposing we should be looking for crashed spacecraft on the moon is a NASA scientist. Does he know something the rest of us would like to learn? Does he have knowledge of crashes on the moon of alien craft like the one the supposed Mona Lisa is in? There have been several crashed craft on the moon which people claim to have spotted. Imagine how many NASA may have seen. After all, they have the satellites and the astronauts who went there, and these are powerful tools. This brings up a question in my mind: is the race back to the moon just for the prestige, or do other nations know there is alien technology sitting on the moon, just waiting to be recovered? Many have reported the ruins of domes over some of the craters and buildings. There is even a theory which states we have been there in the dim past and were more advanced at the time, but got into a war with aliens and they bombed us back to the Stone Age. Wow. The next few years are going to be really interesting.